This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to episode number 302 of What Did You Watch This Week? My name is Mike.
My name is John.
What up, John?
A whole heck of a lot this week, honestly. How about yourself?
Actually, I think I did watch, maybe I didn't watch quite a bit, but I did watch stuff. Not a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I watched stuff, but I definitely didn't, overindulge. And I only watched one movie, a couple episodes of shows, so I don't know.
I did watch a movie. I watched two movies, I think.
Just two? So that means 12?
No, just two. Just two. But we did finish a series this week, did we not?
Which one's that?
Did we finish? Well, I finished 1883, so.
Okay. I was going to say, last week we talked about finishing Cobra Kai and Peacemaker.
Yeah, no, I meant I finished 1883. Okay, gotcha. Season finale was on. It was, we watched it last night, Sunday night, on the Paramount. I really loved the show. I believe my wife really loved the show as well. I've never watched Yellowstone, and I don't think I will. But this was pretty damn good. Solid 10 episodes. Yeah, I actually hope we get a second season. Now, I know they're doing a spinoff. It's like 1930 or 1928 or something like that. They're doing a spinoff that takes place in the early 1900s. Yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Nice.
Yeah, so I really hope we get a second season.
I will say that I watched the second-to-last episode of Murderville with Sharon Stone.
How'd that treat you?
Surprisingly well. She actually, she was a consummate professional, and she really dug into it. Like, at one point, Will Arnett's character introduced her as a German doctor with a very thick accent, and she rolled with it, even when things were getting crazy, and it was like, okay, nobody's paying attention. She stuck to it. She kept the accent going. So, but yeah, she did a really good job. It wasn't as improv-y as you would expect, but she was just like, she played the straight face deadpan kind of no muss, no fuss person. So I really appreciated that.
Nice. Yeah. So the week before, I forgot to talk about this last week, but I actually had finished The Girl in the Window Across the Street from the, sorry, The Woman in the Window Across the Street from The Girl in the Window.
Yes.
For those of you that are not familiar, the premise is a heartbroken woman, Anna, played by Kristen Bell, is unsure whether or not she witnessed a murder. She mixes alcohol medications prescribed by her therapist, has frequent hallucinations, and suffers from a crippling fear of rain. Anna is ostracized by members of her community, including her new neighbors, and labeled crazy by the police. Regardless of whether or not she saw a murder take place, Anna takes upon herself to find the truth. So, this was not what I was expecting.
Correct.
Yeah, I know you, I expected thriller, murder mystery, comedy, dark comedy, whatever. But It was. They also categorized this as a parody, and you had told me that. And even though I knew going into it, it was a parody, which I don't really care for parodies anymore. It never once seemed like a parody. Like it didn't. It wasn't in your face parody, like Naked Gun or Hot Shots or Scary Movie or whatever. You know what I mean?
And isn't it weird how that was for me? Like I kept getting confused. I was trying to treat it like an actual thriller.
Yeah.
Like I kept speculating things like, "Ooh, we're going to find out at the end that she's been in an insane asylum the whole time," or, you know, this is all just an imagining, because the little, I don't know how much of the subtle stuff you picked up on, but like every time she visits her daughter's grave, there's a different saying carved into it.
Yes, the headstone has a yes, I noticed that.
And so that's why I was like, ooh, are they trying to drop breadcrumbs to let us know that this is all? Yeah. But no, that was just part of the parody.
Yeah, like she falls, like there's a new guy and his daughter moving across the street, and she kind of falls for him, and she really grows fond of the daughter, and then it turns out he has a girlfriend who's allegedly a flight attendant. And she's tracking her, trying to figure out who she really is. And it turns out that she is not a flight attendant or a stewardess, whatever you want to call them, and that she is just trying to scam him out of money with a partner. And Anna kind of uncovers this, but then the girl is killed, but maybe she's not killed. And there's no evidence of it, and on and on and on. And at the end, we find out it's like the daughter, the little 11-year-old girl who was crazy and killing everybody.
Yeah.
And the dad didn't know about it.
Nobody knew about it because it was just messed up.
Yeah. And then she has an ex-husband named Doug or Douglas, who's also involved in this. And I don't know.
Like, the story of how her daughter died was the first point when I was like, okay, now this has to be just fucking ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, her husband is a psychologist at a prison, takes his daughter to work on
daddy. No. He's a criminal. He's criminal minds for the FBI.
Yeah, fair enough. But he takes his daughter to work for Daddy Daughter Day or Take Your Child to Work Day.
Yep.
And so he brings her into a secure cell with a cannibalistic murderer, serial killer. And then he has to step out of the cell to talk to his boss, and the cell locks behind him. And this serial killer apparently kills and eats the little girl off screen. Yep. Thank God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Is that made up? But no, that's what happened. Like, it's just the show is so screwed up. The biggest. Oh, and then there's this guy that keeps working on the mailbox, but like he never seems to fix the mailbox. And when she tells her husband this, apparently he's been fixing the mailbox for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's other story with him. But the big takeaway for me was the fact that when she witnessed the murder and she ran outside to help him, she collapsed in the street because it was raining, and then she wakes up the next day on her couch, but we have no idea how she got back on her couch. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm saying that out loud, I think it was the guy that fixes the mailboxes that was trying to fix the mailbox for the year.
Right.
I just literally now realized that, because that was like the big glaring hole in my thing where I was like, well, how the hell did she get back to her house if she passed out in the street?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not saying I disliked it. I was just, it was confusing.
Exactly. Like, I didn't hate it, but it's definitely not something that I would go out and recommend, and it's not something that I would go out of my way to watch again.
Right. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you finally watched it, because I wanted to be able to discuss it. You see, though, it kind of escapes discussion. Like, you can't really sum it up properly because it's just fucking weird.
Yeah, it really is weird.
I can't remember if they got another season or not.
I don't think it needs one. I know it ended on a way that makes you think it needs one. I don't think it needs one.
No, I don't think so either.
So.
Did you finish out any of the shows or watch anything new this week?
I did catch up on the After Party.
So you're all caught up?
Yeah, so the last episode I saw was the Danner story, the police detective.
Awesome.
I'm digging the hell out of this show.
Isn't it great?
Even the animated episode. Like, the musical episode was cool, because that's what it was. The animated, like the musical comedy episode was cool. The animated episode was really cool. I liked the four faces of Zoe, if you will.
yes. I didn't think I was going to like it at first, but.
Yeah, same. Even Danner's episode, you know, Tiffany Haddish, the detective Danner, who honestly, I've been annoyed by her until we got her episode.
Yes. I felt the same way. I was like, oh, Christ, more of her. I don't want more of her. And then I watched her episode and I'm like, fuck yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I actually really liked her episode quite a bit. And, I'm the last episode is Maggie, all about, you know, Zoe and Brett's daughter and her point of view. And hopefully we get to,
hopefully we can see
more about
it.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed the show. Yeah, we don't know what Jennifer Two is either. Yeah,
but I love that we're going to see Maggie. And again, for those who haven't seen it, I love one of the best parts of this show is that by seeing different people's points of view, you get to see what might have really happened.
Yeah,
if you just watched it from one person's point of view, you're going to get a good story, but you're not going to get the whole story.
Yeah, for those who haven't seen it or don't know what it is, it's on Apple Plus. It's called The After Party, 8 episodes, and it's essentially a 15-year high school reunion where one of the classmates became a famous singer, and he is killed or dies at the very beginning of episode 1, essentially. And every other episode is all about the after parties at his house, and it's the police investigating or interrogating, if you will, the murder, and we're getting the story from everybody, from all their points of view of the same night, same party and everything. And it's really well done, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
I'm ready for the last episode, and I'm also very excited to see a second season. I would love for them to do this again.
If they do a second season, you know it's going to have to be like new cast, new everything, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't. We can't have these same people again, if you will.
No, it would have to be new people, new story, but I feel like they could easily do that.
Yeah, and they could make it funnier. They could make it more serious. I mean, like, there's a lot of legs on this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, there's definitely a lot of legs on this and what they could do and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Agreed.
Let's see here. I did not watch. Is it Severance? That's the one I think you were asking about. I did not watch that one yet.
Okay. I watched the second episode of it. They're up to 3 so far.
Okay.
It's we both agreed that. Basically, it is amazing. Can't stop watching it. Really loving it. However, it's disturbing. Like, it is hard to watch this.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. And it's not disturbing as in, like, a horror. It's all psychological. Even the music is kind of messed up. It's hard to watch because it's so heavy. Like, at one point, I think we were like 10 minutes into the second episode, and Julie was like, this really freaks me out and it's really bothering me, but I can't stop watching it. I was like, yeah, the same way. I can't stop. So we got to the end of it and we're like, fuck, I don't think we could do another episode right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really do like it, but whew. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess do your best.
I hope you do watch it because, yeah, it's great.
We had, how are you doing on Reacher?
Still haven't watched any more of it.
No? Okay.
No, we're planning on it. It's just, we haven't gotten around to it yet.
Okay. No, that's cool. That kind of works. Not kind of works, but I get that and I understand that. Let's see.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. We did watch another episode of Doctor Who. This was Smith and Jones. So the first Martha Jones episode. And as I told Julia, a lot of people don't like Martha Jones. You know, a lot of people dislike her as a companion, think she's not that good. She's worse than Rose, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I liked Martha Jones for what she was. I understand some of the frustration, and you know, we got to the end of the episode, she's like, oh, I really like her. I said, she's like, why do people not like her? I said, well, you'll see eventually, like, she gets a little too infatuated with the doctor, so I get it, but at the same time, I thought she was a great companion. I thought that she brought a lot to it. Like, she's very cool, calm, and collected in the first episode there, and you know, she's got some good insights, so yeah, I like her.
Yeah, I liked Martha Jones quite a bit. I never had any issues there as a companion. I didn't realize that there was alleged issues with her being a companion.
Yeah, a lot of people that I've talked to, a lot of people in the forums just didn't like her as a companion at all.
Huh. That actually surprises me.
Yep, me too.
Let's see. The Connors is good. I completely forgot. Wait, The Rookie was not on last week, but it was on yesterday. We're recording on Monday, correct, the 28th. Yep. I keep forgetting. I have been watching How I Met Your Father.
I still haven't gone any more episodes into it. Are you still liking it?
I've been watching it every week, and my wife and I are not sure if we like it or not. We kind of watch it because it's a 22-minute show that we can watch in front of Wesley. Mm-hmm. I do kind of want to know who the father is, but it doesn't have that same – like, it really wants to be How I Met Your Mother. Like, they even use the same – it's a different key, but they use the same opening theme. And it's the same premise, if you will, but it's not – it's just not as good as How I Met Your Mother so far. I'm not ready to give up on it, but it's not must-see TV. It's more like, oh, hey, that's on. Let's watch that.
Gotcha.
And
I can relate to that. That's why I haven't gone back to it yet. Like, it's one of those, even if I saw it on, like, my Hulu splash page, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Bob Saget doing the voice of older Ted. Okay. It's believable. Mm-hmm. You know, his voice could change. That's fine. Kim Cattrall playing older Hilary Duff. I've had a hard time with it for quite a while. And here's why. Even sitting down, you can tell that Kim Cattrall is taller. And I know it's going to sound stupid, but Kim Cattrall is 5'7" and Hilary Duff is 5'2".
Uh-huh.
So, like, to me, she's not a believable older version. I know it sounds dumb, but they don't sound anything alike. One's a half a foot taller than the other. They're just both blonde females. That's what they have in common.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's petty, but I guess I'm petty about it.
No, I get it.
This Is Us this week was not what I was expecting.
Was it on?
Yeah, it was on.
Oh, it didn't show up on my Hulu.
Our Little Island Girl Part 2.
That's weird. It didn't show up on my Hulu.
Yeah.
So I didn't end up watching.
It's not actually on this week. Like, it's not on this week. It's not on again to March 8th. But yeah, we had Our Little Island Girl Part 2. Our Little Island Girl Part 1 was all about
Randall's wife. Was it Beth or Beth's mom?
Beth. Yep. It was all about Beth when she was a kid and how she got into dancing and everything. And so this one you would think would be the same thing, a very Beth-centric episode. And it was, but it wasn't. There was a lot of Kevin as well. So I won't say anything more than that. It was just not what I expected, but I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
So I'll leave it at that so you can watch it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it. I definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But, huh, that's so weird. I'll have to check my Hulu, see why it didn't pop up.
I think the only other show that I watched that we watched was Resident Alien.
The double episodes, right? Because
we watched two episodes. Week. Yeah.
I've still got Resident Alien. I did watch one other new show this week.
I watched a returning show in Law and Order.
That's the one that I hit as well. Yeah. I considered it new because it's back and
fair enough. Me, I enjoyed it.
Yep.
Because it was the classic Law and Order style of the first half was the law. It was police. The crime, the police investigation, the arrest, and then the second half was the trial, like what Law & Order used to be. And like Law & Order SVU was never that. That was what was different about it, was that the entire story was the investigation, and then maybe they do some of the prosecution, but it was never half and half like Law & Order was. There was, you know what I mean?
Right.
We had parts of the trial, but sometimes like the crime would be the first 2 minutes and then the trial was the whole episode. Or 15, or, you know, there was never a 50-50 split. It was always, or we'd never see any trial at all. You would see a plea, or you'd see, you know, it just, and it was fine. I've enjoyed it. And then the new one with Timothy Oliphant, the new one with, what's his name back?
Anthony Anderson?
No. The one with Stabler, Elliot Stabler.
Oh, SVU.
Nope. He's not on SVU. He's on the new Law & Order show they have. Not Criminal Intent, but there's a new Law & Order show that he is on, and that's all straight police procedural stuff going on.
Okay.
And then now with the return of the regular Law & Order, we're back to the 50-50 mix, and I really enjoyed that. What did you think?
So I really enjoyed it with the asterisk that they went heavy-handed right out of the gate.
Oh, big time.
So, story ripped from the headlines, you know, tell me if you've heard this one. A famous older black actor comedian who allegedly raped and drugged 40-plus women was sent to jail and then released and feels that he was wrongly imprisoned. So, he's going to go tell his story and everyone hates him and gets shot and killed.
I wonder he likes Simpson Puddin' Pops.
Yeah, I'm wondering who they're talking about there. Also, like, they're tackling that, and they're also making sure to tackle everything going on with the police right now, because Jeffrey Donovan's character, as much as I like him, he is the quintessential dick cop that, you know, exists. You know, he's like, oh, fucking phones are ruining it for the rest of us, and I'm, you know, that guy disrespected me, he needs to know his place, and I'm the law. And, you know, he goes up on the stand and says that he got a confession, even though he was told multiple times to, you know, not say that. He basically tells the DA, yeah, fuck yourself. You know, I catch him, you cook him. That's how it works. I'm like, wow, I hate this guy, but I love the actor. So,
yeah, he was really, really heavy handed. I understand what you're saying.
I didn't
dislike it.
Oh, no. That's the thing, is I didn't hate him as a character, but I was like, oh, I hate that mentality. So it's going to be interesting watching how that plays out. See if they keep him up like that, because, you know, he tried to kind of smooth things over with his partner. He's like, you know, yeah, I speak what's on my mind, and I say what I think. And, you know, but I do agree with you that the cameras do keep us accountable. No, he doesn't. And they were also trying to bring race into it right from the beginning, because, you know, it was a black guy who got shot. Jeffrey Donovan's like, good, he deserved it. And Anthony Anderson's like, why do you mean that? Well, because he raped and drugged 40 women. Like, race had nothing to do with it, but they were leaning that way. So, yeah, it felt very heavy, but it was nice to see Law and Order again.
Yes, it was nice to see the traditional Law and Order again.
Yep.
Did you say you only watched one episode of Resident Alien?
No, I said we had two to watch.
I know we did, but I thought you said you only watched one of them.
No, what did I only watch? Oh, I only watched one new Severance.
Oh, okay. All right. So what did you think?
excuse me. I kind of want the other aliens to hurry up and get there. It feels like every week we're finding a new, I don't know. It's the kind of the Cobra Kai loop, you know, where it's like he starts off the episode one way. And then by the end, he kind of learns a lesson to become a slightly better person, even to the point where him and Nathan Fillion both are saying, you know, you're too human or I'm too human. They're not going to accept me. I thought that Asta was an idiot, how she broke the radio transmitter because he was like, you know, oh yeah, they won't come for 50 years. That way you'll be long dead. And, you know, then it won't matter. And she's like, no, I want you to save the earth, period. And she broke the transmitter. And he's like, well, now there's not going to be a message for anyone. And they're going to come anyway. At least he could have bought them 50 years.
Yep. I hear what you're saying there.
I knew as soon as he found a way to get the little girl to bring his ball back, I knew that she wasn't going to be able to find it, or, you know, somebody would have taken it or something like that. So that was not a shock to me. What is shocking to me is the amount of time that they're spending with the general interrogating the town doctor and claiming that he's an alien. Like, I thought that would be like a 15-minute wrap up in one episode, but it seems like they're really dragging it out, that she's really trying to get information out of him and treating him as he is the alien.
Yeah, they really are dragging that out to a lot of episodes.
I'm not a big fan of it, but I feel like there must be a payout. You know, there must be something that's coming that's going to be like, oh, that's why they did that. What are your thoughts on all of it, not just that?
Well, they are definitely spending a lot of time in this season having having Harry learn about humanity and his own humanity. So, yes, they're definitely kind of almost beating that one to death. I get that, and I agree. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I feel like, oh, hurry up and get the aliens here, because we've only had 5 episodes. It's not like there were 15 episodes or 13 episodes or 10 episodes in. We're only on the fifth episode.
Well, we're on the fifth episode of the second season, so.
Right, but the first episode ended with we didn't even establish they were going to send more aliens to the first episode of this season. So it's not like we went through the whole first episode waiting for them to send aliens. The whole first episode was he was going to blow up the planet, and then he didn't. And so now the new threat is more aliens are going to come to blow up the planet, allegedly. And Harry trying to figure out, all right, how do I stop this from happening? Do I want to stop it from happening? And every episode, like, he changes his feelings because of what he sees, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why, like, at first he's going to stop it completely. But then, no, all these people are wasting their planet. And pretty soon they're going to destroy their planet and destroy all life on their planet. So we might as well just destroy the humans so we can save the rest of all the life on the planet. So I'll give them 50 years so that way Asta at least can live her life out because I like her. And then mm-hmm. who cares about everybody else? So, like, he has this weird, almost peacemaker mentality of really believing in what he thinks but being really close-minded about at the same time. Mm-hmm. And they have introduced the alien from New York that contacted him. And so I'm guessing the next episode, which is called An Alien in New York, is about him going to New York.
But do you think that it's really an alien, or do you think that it's the general? Because, you know, in her war room, they intercepted his signal for a little bit. So do you think
did they intercept his signal, or did they intercept the signal from New York that was sent to his receiver?
Maybe.
So I don't think it's the general. Yeah, I don't think it's the general.
Okay. I thought it was, but maybe you're right.
Yeah. So I mean, I haven't really had any issues with what we've seen so far.
Okay.
Yes, I agree. As soon as he figured out a way to bribe the little girl to bring the ball back, they were going to figure out the ball. Yeah, that was very obvious.
Excuse me. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm okay with it so far. It hasn't tuckered me out yet.
Good. And yeah, I still do enjoy the show. I still look forward to watching it. I'm glad we got two episodes this time. Maybe I'm just a little impatient because I'm like, oh, I kind of want to know what's going on. Like, are the other aliens, like, I'm picturing, because, you know, the squid is Nathan Fillion, so I'm wondering who among Alan Tudyk's friends is going to be the next alien. Like, I'm excited for that.
Yep, I'm excited for that as well. Let's speculate. Who do we think it could be? Someone else from Firefly?
Could be Jewel State, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be all over that. We haven't seen her doing much.
It wouldn't be Miranda Baccarin. She's too busy in that.
I watched that. I meant to bring that up. I forgot all about it, but I did watch the first episode of that.
How was that?
I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah, did you watch it?
I did not. The trailer didn't do anything for me.
I just threw it on because I could, and I had time, and I actually really liked it.
Good.
You should check it out.
Do you think so?
Yeah, watch the first episode. What's the worst that can happen?
Okay.
You've wasted 45 minutes on worse things.
Right.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah. Gross.
Terrible. You know, so like Radio Harry, him trying to get the signal out, and then Family Day, him going to Asta's family's party, delivering the baby, everything involved with that. I mean, I mean, that was Radio Harry as well, but like Family Day, the town picnic, not the town carnival or whatever it is, Family Day fair they did, and then the musical that the mayor wrote about the miners dying for the children. And, oh my, that was so bad.
Uh-huh.
And we meet Harry's daughter. You know, the real Harry's daughter.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of interesting. And Alien Harry and the girl bonded, which was nice, and asked to kind of help them force that.
And, so he basically got to be more human, and she got to have a dad.
Yes, exactly. Yep, that's exactly what happened, so... also Harry using his powers to make the sheriff and the deputy sheriff forget their memory of finding out he was an alien, and her being obsessed with it because she thinks I must have an alien contact because I have lost memories, like I've been told. I don't remember dropping off my dry keep cleaning. The sheriff didn't remember taking his dad in to have a testing done.
Mm-hmm.
So at first the sheriff just thinks the deputy's kind of crazy, and then when Big Black realizes he's lost some memory, he goes to talk to the doctor about it, as a doctor about it, and then Harry gives him a good memory of him fishing with his dad that day, and so now he's all good, but the deputy sheriff there is still suspicious.
Right. It's kind of cool that came back to bite him in the ass because, you know, you often see those kind of things in, you know, magical blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
Oh, you altered their memory and, you know, now they've forgotten that you were. And everyone just kind of walks away. Men in Black, you know?
Yes.
Everyone just kind of walks away.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But, you know, in this case, they were like, there's gaps. Like, stuff happened here and people talked about it and I don't remember it. I don't remember doing this. I don't remember seeing this. Yeah. So I like that they did that.
I did watch three movies. Yeah, I just looked at my list. I did watch three movies. Yeah. I like that they actually addressed it as well. It's kind of like, when a henchman dies in a movie, what about his family? Like someone did a little like comedy short about that. The henchman, the nameless henchman's families.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think that's it for shows. I'm looking at my notes and I don't think that I had any other shows this week. So you really like the Miranda Baccarin one. I might have to.
Well, yeah, I enjoyed it. I think it's worth your time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's worth at least checking out the first episode.
Okay.
So I talked this a couple weeks ago on Slumber Box. Is that what they call it? Slaughter Box? I don't know. There's an S for the logo. It's owned by... Anyways, they got Freddy's New Nightmares.
Okay.
Freddy's Nightmares and Nightmare on Elm Street, the series. Came out in 1988 to 1990. Only a few episodes were released on home video. And... it's never been streaming anywhere before. And now it's streaming on this streaming service, which is a horror streaming service. I think it's like $5 or something mm-hmm. like that a month. So. Yeah, so like for this DVD and Blu-ray, in 2003, Volume 1, the first three episodes, released in Region 2 DVD. And Volume 2 and Volume 3 were planned to release later, but they never came out. They did release a VHS. They released a few VHSs in the United States, but not every episode, obviously. And then in the 2011 Blu-ray collection of all original 11 Nightmare on Elm Street films, one of the special feature DVD included two episodes from the show. So okay. This is the first time you'd actually have Scream Box. That's what it's called.
Okay.
That we'd actually have a chance to watch these. So like when I first loaded up a couple weeks ago, I watched the first episode and Addison was in the room. And so we've watched the first five episodes together. And she kind of likes it. And, but she doesn't understand who Freddy Krueger is, obviously. And I've tried to explain that, you know, it's not just this. It's you know, it was movies first. First one in 84, 85, I think 86. And then, like, the movies were still coming out when this TV series was happening. And Freddy's not in every episode of the TV show. He's only in a few of them. Otherwise, like, he's in every episode as, like, the host. But, like, he's only involved as a character, like messing with the stars in a few of them. So, let's see here. Oh, so she wanted to watch A Nightmare on Elm Street. So that's one of the movies I watched this week is my daughter and I last night watched A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
So she's going to be 13 soon. So good enough age. She enjoyed it. She was angry / confused at the ending because yeah. It's kind of ominous and doesn't really like, is she still dreaming? Is she not dreaming? Did Freddy get defeated? Did he not get defeated? You know, we don't really know. And it's not like part two when it starts out, it's clear as day, you know, clear as a bell of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Now it's clear as mud.
Yeah. But, she liked it. So we'll probably watch the rest of the films over the next few months. You know, one every other weekend when she comes over.
Nice. That's a cool daddy daughter activity, I guess.
Oh, I think so. I mean, I watched all these with Kanan, so.
Mm-hmm. Got one more. And you'll watch them eventually with Wesley.
Exactly. I watched two other films. Did you watch any movies this week?
Just one.
Was it a Marvel film? I'm assuming.
It was.
Oh, which one did you guys watch?
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
What a great film.
Very good film. Definitely enjoyed it. Enjoyed Ghost's character a lot. Great humor. I love the relationship that Scott has with his daughter. Like, yeah. They're so cool. They're great.
Me too.
And again, it fits with the thing that I like, which is the continuity. You know, Julie was asking me, she's like, why is he under house arrest? I'm like, because he got caught. You know, everybody else scattered. He turned into Giant Man. And, you know, when he collapsed, he shrunk down and they were like, oh, we got you. Well, like, right, what was his crime? Well, his crime was helping Captain America, who at the time was a criminal.
Yeah, and he took a plea deal.
Yep.
To get out of jail, and that's why he's under house arrest. I like continuity-wise when he comes back 5 years later, if you will, and his daughter's grown up.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Looking forward to that.
Oh, I can't wait for Julia's response to that.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be a good. I was thinking the exact same thing while we were watching this.
Yeah.
The only thing that I thought was a bit of a stretch was that you know, he took the plea deal. They're looking for and going to arrest Hank and Hope because it was their tech who helped him go against Captain America. So what? Like, they're not complicit. They could just say, oh, he stole our tech. Like, there's,
yeah, that is a bunch of no way crap, to really
stick it. So that kind of bugged me. Otherwise, though, damn solid flick. Mm-hmm. And now we're up to, and I told her, I said, you need to realize that we are up to a, you know, to be continued kind of thing. It's a two-parter, and it ends on a big cliffhanger that the rest of us had to deal with 2 years and two different movies before we got to see the conclusion. I said,
that
so
was a long time.
I said, we were all constantly like, what happened? What happened? We had to wait 2 years. And she looked at me and goes, so what you're saying is that I'm doing it the smart way. You got me there.
And unfortunately, Spider-Man got pushed back.
Yes, we had kind of mentioned that last week that we heard that it might have been. Yeah, it got pushed back to March 22nd.
Well, it had been pushed back a day from today to tomorrow initially. But yeah, they pushed it back 3 weeks, which, like you said, is assuming that because Spider-Man's still in the movie theaters and it's still kicking ass.
Yep.
So I get it. I get it. But
yep. So they want to make more money.
Yep. No surprise.
Again, money's nice, but fuck. Come on. Just give me the damn movie.
So the other two movies I watched The Kingsman. The Kingsman.
Yes.
The one that came out in 2021. The prequel to The Secret Service and The Golden Circle, if you will. And I just got to be honest. It was not what I expected. I remember
the 21st night of September?
No. The first two where there was a lot of comedy mixed in with the action and it was some really over the top action like James Bondish taken to the next level with the toys and the suits and the gadgets and the gimmicks and everything and the comedy and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And this did not have that.
Mm.
This was them establishing the Kingsman agency, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not comedy really in it at all. There's some action, there's some fighting scenes, there's some kind of like over the top, like, oh my gosh. But then there's also some really tragic moments that are sad and unexpected. And it's not that it was a bad movie. It was just so far off from what the next two were. Here's my prime example. Okay. If these had been done in the order of the Kingsman, and then the Kingsman, the Secret Service, and the Kingsman, the Golden Circle, it'd be like Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness.
Okay. That's a good analogy. I didn't watch it, but I like the way that sets it up.
Yeah, that's exactly what
the first one was meant to be, a serious, dark horror film.
Yes.
And then the second one was
a little campier and lighter. And then the third one was a comedy horror, but mostly comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one had a lot of comedy in it.
Yes.
They got campier and lighter as they went on, you know? And then with Ash vs. Evil, they're very gore-tastic. But this is what that would be, except it was done in reverse order. It's like if you started with Evil Dead 2, went to Army of Darkness, and then got The Evil Dead, you'd be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Sorry, Wes.
Yep.
But yeah, if it went in that reverse order, like, so that's why it wasn't a bad movie. It just was. Not what I was expecting because of the first two films that we've already gotten in this series.
So. Interesting. Okay. Was it still a good movie? Or is it less of a good movie because you know what the other two were?
Yes. I think because I knew what the other two were, it's less of a good movie. I think if you'd never watched the other two and you watched this one, you would find it was definitely a good movie.
I remember seeing the trailer for it, you know, a couple different trailers. And thinking, boy, this looks a lot more serious. It looks a lot more somber. It looks more like the grown-up version of this kind of stuff. And
yeah,
I wanted to believe that it was going to be another Kingsman movie, but sounds like it is not.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is not.
Okay. Huh.
But it's still worth your time. It's just not anything that...
It's not that I'm going to rush out to check out. Right.
Which, I mean, it's on Hulu and HBO Max, for crying out loud. So, I mean...
Yeah. Weird how they're doing that lately, right?
Yeah, it really is. But I'm okay with it in the end.
The rear end.
Nah.
So, was that it for movies for you?
Nope. I watched another one. I watched Free Guy.
Was this your first time?
Yes. I watched it on Disney Plus with my daughter and Wesley. And I got to say, it was not what I expected, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was great. I loved it.
I really, really enjoyed the movie. I was very happy with it. I really enjoyed it a lot. This is one I would watch again.
Yep.
It's a great flick. I love Dude.
Yep.
Catchphrase. I always screw his name up, but
Taika Waititi.
Thank you. Yeah, Taika Waititi was excellent in the movie.
Uh-huh.
As his character. Again, Ryan Reynolds was great. I love seeing Jodie Comer in anything. I enjoyed the hell out of this.
I'm so glad. Yeah, I saw that in the drive-in and loved it. It was so good.
Yeah, and it was fun. This is also on Disney Plus and HBO Max.
So, I guess it's above my pay grade, but it just seems so weird that they're doing stuff like this.
Because they're competing streaming services.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like there's a parent company between them that they...
No.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Like, if it was on Hulu and Disney Plus, okay, they're basically owned by the same company. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But Hulu and HBO Max or Disney Plus and HBO Max, no.
Mm-mm. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Don't buy it.
That's it for me for movies. And I really don't have any news or trailers. Like, I don't think we shared a trailer at all this past
week. We did not share a trailer. I had one piece of news that I wanted to share that I thought was kind of cool. And that's that right now, I mean, it keeps getting updated, but right now it looks like Quentin Tarantino is going to be directing some of the episodes of the new Justified miniseries.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently he's a big fan of Elmore Leonard.
And yes, he is. His book Rum Punch is what the movie Jackie Brown was based on.
Exactly. So, yeah. he's in talks to do a couple of the episodes, and I'm down for that.
Nice.
But yeah, that's all I had, honestly.
Killing Eve returned last night, February 27th.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that to watch. That's very exciting.
The Rookie's back. And I've got an episode of This Is Us apparently to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but no, Killing Eve returning is fun. It's the final season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. I read tonight about 2 hours ago, and this to me, it really sucks. The Socko Drive-In was sold.
Really?
Yep. They posted on their Facebook that it was sold. They said it was a very hard decision for them. Combination of the pandemic and movie shortages and staffing shortages and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they're selling. They've sold the theater, the drive-in.
Wow.
Yeah. And I read on another article that a auto company bought it, who is a national chain that sells trailers. And they have a location in Portland, and they're moving it to this is going to be their new location now, in Saco. So they're taking a fucking landmark of the Saco Drive-In, and they're going to put in a trailer car dealership, if you will.
Boo, service center. Fucking boo.
Yeah. Like, that is, hopefully, like, my hope is the Saco Drive-In sold the land to them and, like, sold the projector to somebody. Because right. Those projectors are expensive as shit. And I'm fucking annoyed with this. Like, it's really, yeah, I'm really annoyed by that. That's kind of heartbreaking that it was not that it was sold. That's understandable. But it's now no longer going to be a car dealership. I mean, a fucking drive-in theater. It's like down in Scarborough. Last year, they sold the Beechridge Motor Speedway, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be developed into, like, condominiums or some shit. So that's really shitty, too.
Well, I mean, wishful thinking. Like you said, maybe they sold the projector to somebody else, and we're going to get a drive-in up around this area.
Well,
you know, the Augusta-Waterville area.
I mean, that would be pretty cool. I'm going to go through wishful thinking, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no guarantee any of that'll happen, but
yep.
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, yeah, you never know. So, but yeah, I'm so that's kind of heartbreaking, quite frankly.
Yeah, it is.
So, oh, well, it is what it is.
Yep.
That's all we can say about that.
I think that's about it for the show, though. Like,
any other news or anything?
No, I was looking through my notes. I got nothing. This was a very, very light week.
I guess so. All right. Well, I guess that's it for me then as well. I'm on Twitter. I'm Superstar Mel.
I'm the Quantum Geek, G33K.
And that is most likely our shortest episode ever, I think.
Maybe. I don't know. 51 minutes. We've had some that short or maybe a little shorter.
Yeah. Either way, we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. Later.